This is Akashvani, the news read by Hing Bia Hui. Prime Minister of Malaysia, Dato' Seri Anwar Ibn Ibrahim, arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a three-day state visit to India. Union Minister of State for Jal Shakti and Railways, V. Somanna, received him at the airport. This is the first visit of Mr. Ibrahim as the Prime Minister of Malaysia. Today, the visiting dignitary will receive a ceremonial welcome at the forecourt of Rashtrapati Bhavan, and he will visit Rajghat to pay tribute to Mahatma Gandhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold bilateral discussions with his Malaysian counterpart and will also host a luncheon in his honour. Later in the day, Mr. Ibrahim is scheduled to call on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will call on Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim. External Affairs Ministry said, India and Malaysia have strong historical and socio-cultural linkages. India and Japan will hold 2+2 ministerial dialogue in New Delhi today. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Japanese Minister of Defence Kihara Minoru and Minister of Foreign Affairs Ms. Yoko Kamikawa will take part in the meeting. On the sidelines of the 2+2 dialogue, a bilateral meeting is scheduled between the Defence Minister and his Japanese counterpart. During the bilateral talks and 2+2 meeting, the ministers will review the bilateral cooperation and explore new initiatives to further strengthen their engagements between the two countries. They will also exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. The Defence Ministry said India and Japan share special strategic and global partnership based on the shared values of democracy, freedom and rule of law. The Ministry said that defence has emerged as one of the most important pillars in this relationship. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman yesterday reviewed the performance of public sector banks at a meeting in New Delhi. During the meeting, Ms. Sitharaman reviewed deposit growth, the credit-to-deposit ratio and asset quality. The Finance Minister also evaluated the performance of public sector banks under government initiatives such as PM Awas Yojana, PM Surya Ghar and PM Vishwakarma Scheme. During deliberations on the deposit mobilization, Ms. Sitharaman stated that while the credit growth has picked up, mobilization of deposits could further be improved to fund the credit growth sustainably. She asked banks to make concerted efforts to garner deposits by conducting special drives. The Union Finance Minister advised that issues of cybersecurity should be seen from a systemic perspective and emphasized that a collaborative approach between banks, government, regulators and security agencies is needed to put in place necessary mitigants against cyber risk. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman also chaired a review meeting of regional rural banks, RRBs, in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to Poland and Ukraine from tomorrow. Briefing media in New Delhi last evening, Secretary West in Ministry of External Affairs Tanmay Lal said it is a landmark visit as the Prime Minister of India is visiting Poland after 45 years. He said the visit is taking place at a time when both nations are marking the 70th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations. Mr. Lal said Prime Minister Narendra Modi will undertake an official visit to Ukraine on 23rd of this month on the invitation of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The government of West Bengal has formed a four-member special investigation team, SIT, to probe economic irregularities at RG Kaur Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata. The team will be headed by Pranav Kumar, IGIPS, Swami Vivekanand State Police Academy, Barakpur, West Bengal. Economic activities from January 2021 till date will be investigated. Report of the probe have to be submitted within 1 month. The United Nations Relief Agency yesterday called on all stakeholders to prioritize the safety and security of aid workers in South Sudan. Anita Kiki Gebeho, the UN Humanitarian Coordinator for South Sudan, said 24 attacks on aid workers have been recorded so far this year as the country remains one of the most risky environments for humanitarian workers. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over the northwest, west, east and central parts of the country during the next 3 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.